So we get in today, and Donnie tells me, oh, it's my ex-anniversary. And I, in my head, was thinking, man, how do you, because you've been married like 29 years.
Yeah.
Long-ass time. I was like, how in the world do you know that it's your anniversary of some ex that you had like 3 decades ago? And then you're pointing to your computer, and I'm like, am I, like, and I honestly, when you showed me that, I thought you were trying to show me, like,
a picture of her or
something? Yeah, or that somebody had messaged you, hey, remember, this is when we met, or whatever.
Heck no, I would never remember.
And then I
I barely remember my own.
I see on X, Twitter.
Yes.
It's your Twitter, which is now known as X anniversary.
Well, they sent me a message saying it was my X anniversary.
Right.
Celebrate with a special post created just for you. And I'm kind of hesitant to click on that and see what that looks like. But I remember not even, I think someone signed up for me and gave me the name. And I think it was a listener.
Really?
Hope I'm not getting it wrong. I think it was our good friend PK who said, you need to be on Twitter. And she set this up and said, okay, this is it. And I did. And I probably would have gotten on. Eventually, I know, of course I would have. But I guess I just wasn't even thinking about it at that moment. That to jump on Twitter and create, because I don't think I would have created the username Great Donovan for myself. I don't know what I would have used. Maybe would have just probably tried to find my name. I don't know. But I believe she is the one that set it up for me. And I wouldn't even thought about it. I wouldn't have known. I know there are probably a lot of people who have no clue when they sign up.
Well, if you go to your profile, it shows you, maybe not the exact date, but it should show you.
Yeah.
So since
June 2011.
Okay. Well, I joined in June of 2010. So my 15 year Twitter X anniversary is coming up some point. I guess I'll get a notification to let me know. But it's interesting because we were talking about this. And of course, the way that we grew up without having, I didn't have a computer in my house until I was in middle school. I didn't have the internet in my home until I was a junior in high school. So, It's interesting how different things are now, and all these little social media things. When it first started coming around, I didn't think anything of it. Like I mean, Twitter, 15 years, I think it started maybe in 08, so it had been around a couple of years. I knew what it was. Like, I don't need that.
I can't believe I waited 3 years to get on Twitter. Right? I think I probably said the same thing. Who's going to need that? Who cares?
Yeah, and like
Instagram. And then now it's the first thing that you do. And I think as you go along and other things pop up, it's a little bit different. Because, you know, Facebook, MySpace, I think you feel like, okay, you know what? I got to get on this. I don't know what I thought Twitter was going to be in my mind as it first came along, but I never would imagine it would be where you get all of your news. Everything you need to know, basically, is right here. That I probably would have joined way earlier than that if I would have known that this was going to be the place. And it does surprise me. And I guess it's according to what you want to accomplish that – there are some people who just aren't on some of those social media platforms.
Right.
Because I feel like Instagram and TikTok are just basically the same thing. That's what I feel. I'm probably totally wrong on that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But that's probably what's my mindset as far as not getting on TikTok. But I think I'm going to crater and get an account.
I think I will. I've looked at it before and I don't know. For whatever reason, it doesn't feel like something I need, or maybe I should be on there and I'm just not. But I think about this often, like if we didn't do what we do, I don't know that I would have social media.
I think if you're comparing the TikTok and the Instagram thing, I personally like the layout and the algorithm and how the videos are presented on TikTok a lot
more
than Instagram.
Bottom.
Okay, I'll just shut up, I guess.
No, I think you're wrong on that.
Well, you are to some degree,
like,
because
I feel like we are.
I find sports information really good on Twitter, which
yes.
is why I like it, but I wouldn't be nearly as active on there. Instagram, I mean, anybody who follows me on Instagram is well aware of this. I basically only post pictures of beer, and a lot of that is just for myself so I can scroll back through and look at the beers that I've had, and I don't really take advantage of, like, it's always strange to me, and I've noticed this, and I've been told this many times by other people, like, if I post a picture of myself on Instagram, it gets way more interaction. But to me, I'm like, why would I post a picture of myself? I know what I look like.
Yeah, but it's not for you.
I know, but why do other people want to see me?
Because of what you do.
I guess. But that's like the thing in my mind.
Of course. And I think the same thing. And
right.
I even have to get in my mindset, and I think maybe it's an age thing, and I don't want to just chalk it up to that. But even if I'm out doing things, I'm not thinking about how to present it,
right,
to put it on social media,
right,
to show it to everyone else. I'm just kind of in the moment. And then even afterwards, maybe I'll think, oh, man, I should have taken a picture. Oh, I could have posted that.
Right,
or something like that. But it's a trip how things have turned, because Facebook now is just for the old.
That's what they say.
And any young person would laugh and scoff at the idea of maybe even thinking about being on Facebook. But my gosh, has that turned.
No doubt, because it was just for college
kids. I know.
Like, I remember 20 years ago, you had to have a college email address to be able to sign up for Facebook. Otherwise, you couldn't even get on it. And that's when I was dating some girl at the time that had one. And so that's how I knew what Facebook was, because I was able to use that as a login to be able to even check out what Facebook was. And I didn't, of course, at the time, I don't know if anybody, there's no way we thought it would become what it was. But MySpace was so big, and then that fades apart and becomes Facebook. And now, to your point, it seems like people who are over 40 use it to keep up with their high school friends and their grandkids.
Or just say what's on their minds.
It's a trip
because, yeah, it's the older passbook of just saying what's happening and what's going on. A lot of people, what they do on Instagram, it's the older generations, what they're doing on Facebook. They're on vacation. Right. They're going to post the pictures and tell you where they are. If they're doing this, they're going to do that. And just the steps of at what age you use what social media platform has almost kind of been labeled out to all of us, because it feels like the older people on Facebook, and even Instagram is kind of like a step above that.
Right.
And then you have, you know, TikTok, and there may be a whole bunch of different platforms that I don't even know about that I haven't signed up for that the younger people are using now just to get all the information and keep in touch and all that. But it's funny how all that has worked from us not even knowing what the heck this was to having dial-up internet when it first started, to wait and see how a picture takes 20 minutes to show up on a computer screen, to now, if it's not instant, you're resetting everything and trying to make sure everything is okay.
Is my Wi-Fi down? This is ridiculous.
Oh, man, my Wi-Fi was down in my house a couple of nights
ago. What
are
you going to do? You're screwed.
You just feel like you're lost. And
you have to have internet in today's world.
I know.
That's very
disappointing.
There's so many things that operate off of it. Because of the way that we use a smart device for our heating and air conditioning. If our internet is offline, that doesn't work. Like, you have to have it to be able to use that, and your phone, things like that.
TV now,
all of our stuff is streaming.
Cutting the cord.
I have to have that for streaming purposes.
Right.
We were talking about that, I guess, last time we traveled to the NFL draft, of you have to, if you want to watch a movie on your own devices, you have to either download it before you get on it so your device has the whole thing, or you have to pay for the internet on the flight so that you can stream something off your own devices.
We are so dependent on all this now and the social media platforms. I'm trying to see the order that I will take a gander at some of these of the platforms.
And I use Twitter like crazy.
I use Twitter a lot, but I will admit that I probably will click on Facebook first and then go to Twitter.
Fine.
I'm just, leave me alone.
Jeez, you are. Do you need another? Do you need a jacket or is it pullover? No, I go to Twitter. I must look at. I don't even know how. I couldn't even tell you how many times a day I look at Twitter.
Well, it can tell you on your phone as far as.
There's so much breaking news and stories that get posted on there. It's the easiest way for us to get information for what we do, I feel like, to stay up to date with everything that's happening. Because we all follow like beat writers of different teams and different sports and all this to keep up with all that. I always go to that first, and then I'll jump on Instagram. Instagram is a really good way, at least in my world, to find out what's going on at different breweries and things like that on the weekends and events that are happening,
right,
and things they have coming up. So I follow a ton of those so that I can see what they have and what beers they're releasing. And it seems like with my interests like that, it's a really good way to follow restaurants, do the same things, and stuff like that.
I do feel, though, that if you opened up a brand new restaurant or a hot spot you wanted to get out, the first social media platform you would go to pump up your business would be Instagram.
Seems like it. You do stories and stuff, and everybody right. goes to those.
Right.
And, like, I've heard now that for people that are of the younger generation, you don't even, like, say I was going to meet a girl, I wouldn't ask for her phone number. I'd ask for her Instagram.
That which seems weird to me.
Right. Like, what's your Instagram? And then I message them, and then they message
Instead
me back.
Instead of just saying, what's your phone number to
right.
text, it's the same thing.
Yeah, you get Instas.
Oh, somebody will say, no, I'm not going to give you my phone number, but I'll give you my Instagram account. It's like, that's, if you're yeah. checking and
what
you're on it all the time, what's the difference?
What's your Insta? And like, if somebody messaged me on Instagram, it wouldn't mean as much as getting a text, which probably doesn't mean as much to you as getting a letter in the mail.
Why are you throwing shots at me, man? We're just having a good conversation.
What happened?
Facebook me.
I'm going to send you a message when I get home on Facebook. Great show today, Donnie.
And I just instantly say, thank you, man. It was a great show for you, too, also.
Should I Morse code something to
okay,
you?
Shut up, man.